When Lieutenant General Walton Walker was killed in a vehicle accident just before Christmas, 1950, Lieutenant General Matthew Bunker Ridgway flew to Korea to take command. On the way to the 8th Army in Korea, he stopped in Tokyo to be briefed by General MacArthur. While there, he asked whether he could go on the offensive if the opportunity arose. MacArthur, in a remarkable display of confidence in Ridgway's abilities, told him, "The 8th Army is yours, Matt. Do what you think is best." When he arrived in Korea at the end of December, Ridgway began touring the frontline units. He found a defeated and dispirited army, one that he immediately began rebuilding. He did not blame the soldiers for their condition, for they were not responsible for their predicament or their leadership. He held the leaders responsible for the road-bound army he found, an army that had, in large part, forgotten how to soldier. Ridgway began by stressing the elements of basic soldiering through the chain of command. He wanted the army off its vehicles and on the hills.
He wanted the troops to construct tight defensive perimeters for night fighting while expanding the perimeters during daylight.
Although the United Nations command had total air superiority and a strong advantage in tanks and artillery, he did not think his commanders were using the tools available to them efficiently. For example, Ridgway wanted his units to defend themselves at night, destroying the attackers with artillery and flak wagons, and using tanks to support the infantry, then call in airstrikes during daylight hours. He particularly wanted to punish the Chinese by killing as many as possible, not just fighting for real estate. There would be no more bug outs. Units would stay in position and fight surrounded if need be, holding out until a relief force could get to them the next day. He ordered commanders to leave no unit to be overwhelmed and destroyed, and promised to send as much force as necessary to relieve an encircled unit. Ridgway found that many commanders in Korea believed the United Nations command was in danger of being driven from the peninsula. He did not believe this, but he fully understood that political factors might require UN forces to be withdrawn. For this reason, he asked that if the situation required such a decision, that it be kept secret long enough to plan for an orderly withdrawal. President Truman had always been resolute in upholding the principle that the United States would leave the peninsula only if forced out by military necessity.